Hello, everybody. This is Terry Laundry. We're doing a special update right after the close on Tuesday, December 7th, 2010. In the chart that I have today, I'm trying to show that there's another interpretation to our forecast, and I'll give you the current forecast, and I'll show you the options that I think that have a slightly better chance of coming out right. Nothing has been confirmed yet, but next day or two, you'll get the confirmation, and so I just want to present what the confirmation process, whether it goes one way or the other, is going to be at an early date. Now, the chart here is the money flow T, which, as you can see, that there's a money flow T number one says that we have a top, which is in the Monday, Tuesday, maybe Wednesday time period, and so far, if you look at the S&P 500, which is had a big rally up to that top day. It's had a breakout above the upside resistance. That doesn't necessarily mean anything because it had an upside breakout in the early November time period, which was the W base T, which we normally carry in this segment for the midweek. The only thing that makes me suspicious of this is that the old scenario was you were going to come up here. And then you're going to have a sharp selling climax into the middle of the month, and then you're going to turn up and potentially make some kind of a rally that goes into January. Well, that forceful upside, coupled with the fact that the money flow indicator has come off the oversold condition, which is 20, actually it's plus 20, down at the bottom, and has risen sharply. Suggest that maybe the T that I have, the black, big black T, possible new T, is actually starting right now. If it is, the hesitation that you have right now won't last very long. In other words, it'll muzzle around here, then it'll break right high right away. That hasn't happened yet, but that's what the reason I put up the update, just to say that, you know, this could be one of those cases where the 75-day cycle, which projects, comes back from a long period of time, projects a low in the middle of the month. But sometimes T's, they just push things around, and they want to come in with a date that's like maybe 10 trading days early, and so it's 65 days instead of 75 days. That's possible. In fact, it's very, very difficult to find out what I've never found in 35 years. A formula, a set of rules that get you the center post of a new T reliably. And it just looks, when you look at what's going on, news-wise and so forth, that it's very difficult to get this thing to go down to the selling climax. So I think that the eventual resolution is that they're going to fiddle around here and then they're going to break to the upside. And that's the reason for the update. There is a question of whether this new T is going to be what it's going to do. But generally speaking, if you make a new T, the worst thing that can happen for you is you get an upside breakout and everybody gets excited about it and there's short coverings going on and so forth. And in this condition, it is a tradable rally. It may die out later on and so forth. But if you break out of this risk red line, which says upside resistance, if you break out above that, it's not so easy to get back down again. It's easy to go up and get overbought and then come down again, but it's not so easy to get upside it. Even though the 13th T says that won't happen, it's possible that it will happen, and I think the odds are just starting to get more positive that it's going to break out, simply because the money flow indicator is coming off 20, and it's headed up, and it looks like it's headed up to 80, and that may not happen, but it's rising sharply enough, and the S&P is rising enough that seems to be the plausible case. But it'll take a couple more days. I won't be doing an update until Sunday, so might as well watch it and see what it does. But it's not uncommon to have a breakout above a previous peak and then have a pullback to that peak and then take off to the upside. If you do that, there's a new T, and it may not be a bearish T, or in some sense it's going to have a rally, then it's going to relapse. But if it gets above the red line and it probably can carry into the middle of next month, mid-January. And then when it comes down, if it holds this, you can get another rally, which is the advanced decline T forecast, which I have previously discussed. So that's just that's the only thing reason for the update. So you might as well be prepared for that and just watch for how it develops. There are some explanations you can make as to why this is true, because the money flow T's have an ambiguity, and the ambiguity is whether the left end of the T, which is down in the June low, could go back further. William asked about that question, and he said, you know, if it is possible, because you have declining tops going all the way back into the latter part of June low, that you could justify a larger construction. And because it's experimental, you know, we don't know that couldn't be true. It's not the first way that you'd pick it. You'd pick the oversold condition, which is July. This is the one you have. You know, so the T that I've drawn in there is the one that's most probable. But if you did do that, it would come out to be the 22nd of January. So I would just pass on to you, in the event that you come back here and then you take off again, I would say that the next top is in January 22nd, based on that possibility. You have to see how it goes. But that's just basically what the update is. And you can't fail to notice that there's a new T. Okay, so I'm just laying out the possibilities, and we'll see what it is. I do believe it's more possible that the possibility of the new T occurring from this latest low about 5 days ago is far more probable than you're going to have a selling climax in the mid December time period. It doesn't make any sense that you go up here, come back down again, and then take off. You know, judging from what I see in the momentum in the news, it's not once that money flow indicator rises up sharply. Okay, it's not going to go back down. I don't think it's really going to go down there. It's also seasonal stuff going on and so forth. So that's our update today, and I think that's enough information to get us into next Sunday. Bye bye.